For 60 years, a small recording studio in South Memphis has survived changing musical styles, economic ups and downs, and generational shifts. It's now one of the oldest continually operating recording studios in the world. Today, WKNO's Christopher Blank visits Royal Studios as the company completes a year-long celebration of six decades in the business.
Back in 1956, a group of musicians and producers in Memphis started a rockabilly label called High Records. They needed a place to record, so they rented an old neighborhood movie theater. One of the first guys to show up with his band was Elvis Presley's bass player, Bill Black. He cranked out a bunch of popular sax-heavy instrumentals like this one. A few years later, a 32-year-old bandleader and arranger, Willie Mitchell, joined the label. He'd eventually take over the recording studio, shaping every aspect of the sound.
It's exposed insulation on the ceilings. It's hung to have an arch to it. There's a lot of
burlap. This is Mitchell's son, Lawrence Boo Mitchell, who now runs Royal. The insulation hanging from the ceiling is brown with age. The entire building looks like a museum exhibit. It's also an experiment. When Willie Mitchell started recording in the mid-60s, his music sounded a little like this. But then, Mitchell started taking more control of the sound.
It was about 69 when Pop just got the room like he wanted it. And I think the first record was Tired of Being Alone. I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own. Won't you help me, girl, just as soon as you can? Al Green was the one that kind of put it on the map, you know. He didn't kind of, he did.
Over the next few decades, Willie Mitchell recorded Robert Cray, Keith Richards, Anthony Hamilton, and others. He died in 2010. But Boo and his family continue to expand on the musical tradition.
It's like we're finally getting that word out. It's like, oh no, hey, if you want to make a great bluegrass record, go to Royal. If you want to make a great whatever kind of record. The one constant that our records have is vibe, and that's what we want to be consistent is the feel of the records.
That feel brought Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars to Memphis in 2014. They walked away with this. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown Funk won Boo Mitchell's first Grammy as a producer. It also became a calling card of sorts. Royal Studios isn't just a place that once made history. It's a place where history is still being made. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
Saturday night at the Orpheum Theater, Royal Studios is hosting a concert celebration of its music. The long list of stars includes Boz Scaggs, Robert Cray, Anthony Hamilton, William Bell, and others. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.